I have Jason Melica, and he's been instrumental in Poets for Peace. He was also he's a coordinator and has done a good job at getting people together for a worthy cause. He's also done an open mic in the last few months here at the Big E's, and he's introduced a lot of talent that's come in here, and raw talent. They were intimidated to get up behind the mic, and Jason has that technique of getting people up and lose their inhibitions and feel comfortable, and he's done a great job, and I've enjoyed coming to his open mic and to try different poems, try different techniques, styles, and it's been very, very beneficial for me, and appreciate that. So I'd like to bring up Jason, and he'll be reading a few poems. Jason Miller.
Thanks, Bruce, for that warm welcome. Can everybody hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I've done a lot of work with plants. I'm a local botanist, and I try to do what I can through my poetry to make people aware of everything. First one I'm going to do is a one on the rainforest where I've been many years ago, and I learned about these tropical plants that I grow down here called bromeliads, which this is one on my shirt. From afar, it is green, but once inside, it is dark, with low undergrowth, like a well-kept park. There's life living in the trees, all the way up to the canopies, where millions of insects look for nectar in a certain forest sector, where thousands of species of birds fly free, collecting those insects from tree to tree, soaring higher and higher and higher and higher, until they get very tired. Then they land on a tree branch. It's like their own dude rock, building a nest to best fit them. Some are thick and some are smooth, trimming it with sticks and leaves and force the breeze. Down on the ground, a jaguar has a hunger for a fish. Goes to a stream to catch his dish. Frog is hungry for a fly, shoots his tongue into the sky. Crocodile must be dual, and if you're close, surely true. Amerindians walk around gathering fruits and nuts they have found to take back to their forest town. Now they cook up a treat, something natural to eat. That was one of them. This one is called Let It Be For You To See. And B for You To See is spelled the letter B, the number 4, the letter U, the number 2, the letter C. These plants bring the cures for our cancers. Can't you see? We need them. So go sell your diamond gem and give us a hand. We need the rainforest land. It has the cure for cancer. Can't you understand? That's for sure. So don't buy that fur. These animals and plants need each other, just like you need your sister and brother. So Lord, don't let them turn that tree into a board or dam the river's water. Save that otter. How can I say what I feel? This is a one-shot deal. Don't try, and we all fry and die, or give, and we all live. Let it be for you to see the natural interdependency. That's one. This one's called Islands. Islands of green, surrounded by society's scene. Inside must hide nature. What is left is what is pure. Once outside, the animals cried, hit by cars, Soon they died and went to heaven. Cars kept going to the 7-Eleven. Homo sapiens, sometimes a friend, but mostly full of greed and sin. Nature is pure, in her island is secure. For the AIDS disease it likes to squeeze, cut her down, and she won't let it be found. Future is coming on fast. I wonder if the kids will last. When you pollute our lakes and streams, you destroy their dreams. I'll know why they cuss. They just have to look at us. People in white, don't be like the termites, eating up the trees with your civilized disease. That one's coming. This one is about my backyard, because I have a pretty crazy backyard. It's called In My Scene of Green. There is a plant fed by the ants, with a fruit so succulent and soft, it often is called papaya, so say some. There is a plant fed by the bee. It is a tangerine I have seen growing, so delicious and nutritious and so free. It no longer has the passion fruit vine strangling it and pulling down the purple jacaranda limbs. Shit. Why? Well, it died, year 5, 200 passion fruit, and it kicked the boot, whacked back 3 times, I guess it went out with a blast. Well, at last, what is this on the ground? A million lizards, wizards of the system, gems that keep balance between the air and the organic matter. Any insect is on their platter for the day. And a million babies go after the smaller to play. Now, what's the organic panic matter that's multiplying with all this rain? Neo and Julia, am I insane? Carcharodon, Shiva, Lila. The colors and the designs make me feel fine. Guzmania, the Martian flowers, manic panic. Unusual and strong, lasts so long. And then her sister, Mauritia hieroglyphica, I kid you not, looks so good tripping on. And what about the heirs living in all the bushes and trees, propagating with such ease, with no cares? These are the tillandsias, because they are so free, from Virginia to the plains of Argentina. Spanish moss, highly evolved, moisture problem solved. Sponges in the air, skin so fair. These three, beautiful to the touch. Guzmania, Mauritia, Tillandsia, all spineless. Ichthyia, Gigantea, 6 foot across. Not at all related to Spanish moss. It's in subfamily number 2. Fuck with it and you'll be black and blue. Spine grind to a halt, bind and assault. Spike 6 foot tall condo for some ants that are so small. Other ichneous give me brick too. A natural fence to make the neighbors a little tense about stumbling and fumbling. They are so humbling. The trails are tight, but jaguars can maneuver them in the night with an occasional baby possum whistling his nighttime dinner song. The bananas and bougainvillea and the full moon, a pain on oil soon, larger than life, fed by Ted's special smoothie leftovers and organic sounds underground. The papaya is crying to be eaten. So alive, it's growing so fast, and the others too, if the rain is true, a kaleidoscope of life creating new things, The seeds came up. Put them in a special cup for 6 months, then let out 2.5 years later, then flowers appear. Something new. What color is it? Blue? Or a redhead? Hieroglyphic, kind of terrific, I said. Now I've made 90 hybrids like Pussycat, Odysseus, and Moonshadow. Playing with the flowers of midnight hours. Eyes are not blue. When you become a botanist, can you twist your wrist and enlist the help of the trees? Your eyes become green, passing on the life force energies. My friends, the birds and bees and all the trees, sculpted with such ease. Scientists that play up at 7 to start every day. Buy generic kind of terrific guzz and breeze combined in my mind to make and bake these two together like a bird to a feather. 6 foot tall spike I do like. Soft to the touch. I like you so much. Grant just made Sidewinder. Flower grows sideways back and forth with the days. To impress, you must undress and show what they haven't seen. It all comes out in the green. I really appreciate what Mike's doing. He's doing such a good job. And I hope these poems gave you a better understanding of how these plants and animals are really all connected to us. And without them, we wouldn't be here. So, please support Mike for everything he's doing.